Oh, it's a time?
Yeah.
No, you're just waiting on me.
I am, as yeah. always.
Yeah, like, sometimes I like to make you work for it.
Sure.
I want you to wait.
Yeah.
Should have begged sometimes.
It's really weird, man.
I know.
Especially with the eyes and the face.
I know. And the wine, too.
Doesn't oh, yeah, happen. It's wine night.
Blicka blow! Wine night.
Fancy, fancy.
Oh, it's going to get weird.
It's already weird. You made it weird.
I'm okay with this.
Okay. Before we fully dive into the week 10 in review,
sure.
We have a voicemail. We got one.
Oh my God.
We got two, but we put the last one in the last episode. So we got another one after
that. Hey, we're at number two.
We have a second voicemail.
Our voicemails are overflowing right now.
There's regularly flowing like a 93-year-old man with prostate issues in the bathroom. Just a slow, a
steady stream, baby.
Steady
drip, drip, drip,
drippity trickle.
Who is it from?
Well, week? Let's take a listen,
shall we?
Oh, hey, good morning, there. This is Brian Lefebvre, first-time caller. New listener, I'm actually a lawyer representing the Canadian Sex Network out here in Vancouver, you know, the CSN. I'm going to have to go ahead and issue you a formal cease and desist letter. Oh, it's the damnedest thing, though. You know, the one I sent before, it bounced back. Did you move or something? Oh, why don't you go ahead and give me a call back at this number so I can get your new address on file and we can get that sent over right away. You know, I'm real sorry about this, buddy. I'm just doing my job. I got a wife and kids at home, too, you know. You know, what's the saying, you know? You can't just feed your family on maple syrup alone. No, that'd be a, oh man, that wouldn't be good. Well, you know, I'm real sorry again. I know you guys are just doing your job. You know, my sister actually does a job. You know, she works for the CSN too at this place called Moose Knuckles out in Manitoba. You should come up. Swell place. Well, fuck you, Dan.
Who the fuck sent us a cease and desist from the CSN in Canada?
Or whoever it is.
You blow it out their asshole?
You know, Dan doing a Canadian accent is a lot like Dan Aykroyd doing a Chicago accent, but worse. Dan made a character and left a voicemail, which is more than I could say for the rest of yous. Except for Carlos, who also made a character and left a voicemail. So apparently we're just doing characters and leaving voicemails. I look forward to the next accent that one of you can throw.
Who do you want it to be?
I would like to hear...
Can I get Joe doing the most Minnesota accent ever?
Well, that's just what he sounds like.
Yeah, I want it. So? And?
I would like to hear Matthew do a Cockney accent.
I want him to do a Spanish accent.
Okay, I'll take that too.
Just to make up
for... You know what? I just want to hear Matt try to do an accent. We've been friends for long enough, and he hasn't attempted an accent in front of me, and I want to know why.
Because he can't.
He can't do it.
Can't.
I submit that he cannot do an accent.
Nope.
I'll wait.
We are waiting.
Prove me wrong.
This is what we're doing. We're just waiting for Matt.
Yeah. Matt?
The universe will tell him that we're waiting on him to send us a voicemail in an accent.
Yeah, I don't think he can do it.
A thumb thought.
Anyway, moving on from our cease and desist call right there, where I will have to tell Dan that we will neither cease nor desist.
We're just going to go harder.
All right. So, week 10, what happened, Clyde?
I won, clinch playoffs, and nothing else matters.
I also won. I beat the Canadian guy.
The Canadian guy. What a bitch.
I mean, he lost so badly, his sister probably would have beat him.
Good Lord. It's going to be real awkward down in the family get-togethers this year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop. I'm gonna need somebody to stop me.
We're just gonna have to knock you out of the accent. All right, here's what happened in week 10. I beat Dan. Dan coincidentally named Squish Towel and was this week's Squish Towel. he was the lowest scoring team of the week.
I'm not gonna lie. I did get a super good kick out of the breakdown of best and worst team because it is exactly what we described in our kicker last week.
Mm-hmm.
best towel, or not best towel, best blanket, down comforter is me. Worst one is squish towel, which is Dan.
I want to highlight, I specifically said all season down comforter because just a down comforter is not the best blanket.
Oh,
you get
so wrong.
Too sweaty. You gets too sweaty.
This is why I got AC or a fan, man.
Just because you don't have heat in your room because you're a peasant doesn't mean that the down comforter is the best one.
So comfortable.
Anyway, Eric lost to Joe.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, Joe. Yeah, I thought you said Jason. I thought Jason won a game, and I was very confused.
We'll get to him in a minute.
Okay.
Chris really lost to Carlos.
Carlos had a good week. Carlos had a real good week.
Carlos had just about the second best week you could have.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason beat Matt.
I'm going to need you to say that one more time.
Jason won again.
Can you do the whole sentence one more time?
Jason beat Matt, the former champion. Jason, the last place team, beat Matt, last year's first place team.
One more time.
Jason beat Matt.
Sorry. I'm good.
Do you need the squish towel?
I might. Dan, where you at?
For a standings update after week 10, we have from the bottom up.
Started down at the bottom, now we're here.
Caesar!
Hey!
Our new last place team.
Wow. You know what's weird? This feels right.
It does feel right. Absolutely.
After last season, things are finally going back to normal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Caesar's playing you. Mostly not starting a quarterback until 5 minutes before the game start. And then starting Baker Mayfield, who has like a top five day.
Yeah, corrupt. It's like a career season day.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, totally normal. Totally normal thing to do.
Yup.
Number 9.
Wait, you got to finish that sentence. And still losing by almost 100.
Yes. To now be in last place.
Yep.
And currently the leading person we're going to force to do drunk combine drills.
I don't think y'all are ready for drunk combine.
I don't think Caesar specifically is ready for drunk combine drills. I don't think Caesar knows that he has to do drunk combine drills.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. I can't wait because I don't know about you. I'm willing to fly out to watch him do drunk combine. I will make calls to every college in the area of Portland to see if we can't A, use their stadium, B, film it, and C, get a crowd.
It's debatable whether or not we're going to have to contact Connor again to take over his team at this point.
We should probably check in on Connor and be like, hey, bud, hey, bud. Can you do us a favor?
You want to jump in and also
do combine drills?
When was the last time you ran a 40?
Are you going to be sub, I don't know, 10?
What's a good 40 time? Speaking of good 40 times, Jason.
Hey. I got him at under 6.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a solid number.
Yeah. Jason's in 9 now.
Hey. There you go. Yeah. Jason. Moving on up.
Mr. Matt is an
El Campione from last season.
Correct. In 8th.
Oof.
8th.
Mm.
8th.
One more time.
Also, really quick,
yep.
Should note, lowest scoring team in the league.
I'd like to say that's the first time that happened, but I know that's not true. Maddie, you should probably do something.
You know who has more points than Matt?
Who?
Cesar.
On the week or in the season?
Yeah, in the season.
Matt, you should really do something like... I've been giving other people shit for not doing nothing, but you need to do something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, you did. Mm-hmm. And it was bad.
Also, Jason.
Should definitely do something.
Also, Dan. But, like, just barely.
What do you mean?
Dan is in, you know, we'll skip a few. Dan's up in 3rd.
Yeah.
But he has 1,695.8 points.
Yep.
Matt has... the lowest scoring team.
Okay.
at 1,656.8 points. Meanwhile, I'm
in
fourth.
Our third place team should not be that close to the last place team.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm in fourth with 1,815.6.
I have a distinct feeling this will be revisited later.
Yes, enough numbers. More numbers. Number seven is Chris.
Just outside of the playoffs. He just lost his playoff spot.
That's correct. He just lost his playoff spot.
I can't wait to see a man without an ACL try to do a 40.
Chris has an ACL injury for context on that joke.
Sorry, forget. Not everybody lives with him. But yeah.
Carlos. Huh. Number six.
66.
In the playoffs.
I don't like it.
You don't like that Carlos is in the playoffs?
No, I like the better way it is.
You don't like
the
that a team that drafted 13 and running backs and then added four more
running
backs?
I'll tell you what I am here for. If he does somehow fuck up and win, it will be legendary status.
I mean, it'll have an asterisk on it.
For what? What would that asterisk be, Mike?
Auto draft? I don't know.
That asterisk would literally be us going, cannot explain.
Don't know.
Don't
know.
How?
Don't know. It'll just be a picture of us and Carlos included just being like, shrug.
It's literally just the entire league going, I got nothing.
We all agree that he doesn't get the belt.
It's just put in a fucking time lock for a year.
Exactly. It's in a locker at a bus station.
His complaint, why don't I get the belt? You know. You know. You know why. Don't look at me like that. You know. Oh, my God.
Number five is Eric.
I'm happy for him. The bromance continues. I'm still rooting for Eric.
Was it ever in danger?
No. It will be when we face each other in the playoffs, and then it will die immediately.
Highly possible. Number four is me.
Of course. You dropped.
I'm up.
I thought you were at third last week.
No.
Yeah, you were.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Fifth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm up a spot. Dan is down a spot in three.
I do remember that.
And Joe is up a couple of spots in two.
Yeah, he jumped, what, four? No, three.
I don't know. I'm on the desktop app, and that doesn't tell you.
Fine, Mike. I'll get my app out. Oh, yeah, you're up one. He's up two. I'm not going to lie, man. Like, Chris's turn from being in the top three to being in seventh has been a roller coaster.
Has it been a roller coaster, or is it just regression to the mean?
I mean, if he wins the next 2 weeks, it's a hell of a roller coaster.
First of all, how dare you? But we'll get to that in a minute. All right. In lieu of power rankings, because today is going to get a little bit too mathematical, we think, and we don't want to bog all you dum-dums down with numbers and facts.
I resemble that comment. I'll do numbers. It's too many numbers.
I'm sorry, were we making a... Is that a joke?
It was a joke.
Okay. It's hard to tell with you because, you know, words.
Yeah. I ain't the smartest dude in the room. That's a given. Clearly, I ain't the dumbest. I ain't in bottom.
The point is playoff odds. We're just going to do playoff odds. We're going to skip the power rankings. We're going to do playoff odds. Where do you want to start? Top, bottom, middle?
Bottom.
Bottom. But that's the funny ones.
Oh, then we started at the top. Say my name.
Yeah, you're 100%. You're in.
Hey.
You have a 99.97% chance of winning overall first place.
Oh, yeah, that's given.
Excuse me. First of all, Joe has a 0.03% chance of coming in first. but he does have a 99.46 playoff odds.
There you go. Yeah, he's 2 wins away.
Mm-hmm. I think I was 86% last week. I am now 94.7.
Go, welcome. Hey, you're in the 90s club.
I will now lose out
and
miss the playoffs.
No, no. See, I did that last year. Don't. I said this exact same thing.
Really good advice. Thank you.
I said this exact same thing. I was right here. This is it. I'm going to lose out. Then I'm going to be the fucking shipple. Mm-hmm. And what happened, Mike? Mm-hmm. I was there.
Right.
I was staring shit in the face.
I've played Christian McCaffrey before. He's going to get 50 points this week.
Fair.
After me is Eric with a 93.6% chance.
Again, I'm rooting for Eric.
It's going to be really weird for you when y'all play. after Eric is good old Squish Towel, Squishy T.
Well, Squishy. Oof. He's fifth.
92% chance.
Oh, man. Our playoffs are pretty much set at this point.
Just about, because now we're at that last spot, number six. Last team in.
This one makes me upset, doesn't it?
It is. Some fucking how. Carlos Medina.
Again, if Carlos wins this league in some fashion, somehow, I don't know who he bribes, who he fucking kneecaps. If he wins the league, what do you do? Clearly, the draft does not matter. It doesn't matter. If you could draft 13 players before you draft your first wide receiver, who, again, was Sky Moore.
The draft matters very much. You just have to then trade for the best receiver in football over the last 3 weeks.
First wide receiver drafted on that team was Sky Moore.
Fantasy football has always been about in-season management.
Sky Moore.
I understand.
He drafted 13 running backs.
Here's the thing. Again.
And tight ends.
This is a case study for in-season management. If you draft like shit, something. Which at least half of us will do, in-season management, making trades, running waiver wire ads, the whole nine. Got to do it.
Mm.
Anyway.
Mm.
Patchwork Quilt over there has an 80% shot at the playoffs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Who currently in the Shipple has the best chance?
Best chance of what?
Getting into the playoffs.
That would be Chris. Thank you for not spitting wine on my white carpet.
What, like 20%?
23.7. That's what. So, Carlos, a note. You have an 80% shot at the playoffs. If you do not make it, you had an 80% shot at the playoffs. The next closest is under 25%.
And does not realize he has a fantasy football team.
And is completely unaware that playoffs are a thing that he should be concerned with.
What's weird is I can actually see this happening.
Sure.
I could absolutely see Chris fucking up his way into the playoffs and Carlos fucking his way out of the playoffs.
That put some not great images into my head. Anyway.
But the context is there.
After Chris is Matt with a 9.5% shot at the playoffs.
First to worst.
That's the champion, y'all.
First to worst.
Good night.
I do kind of want to see him do drunk combine, but I also don't.
He's the most athletic of all of
us. I'm going to feel bad about myself watching his drunk ass do the combine.
You are hammered, and you just bench pressed 225 26 times. Those are combine numbers. You ran a 4.5 40. What the fuck?
You are hammered. You misstepped twice, almost fell on your face, and still ran it faster than I would, sober.
Yeah.
Did you trade for this?
You ruptured your Achilles, but regardless.
He would.
Sure.
He
afterwards,
would
you sneezed and you threw your back out. You're like, it's fine.
He would be the motherfucker that trades for the combine.
If I lose this fucking league, I'm getting a personal trainer. Who works with NFL players? He's like, why are you doing this? And be like, because I don't want to look like a fool.
I feel like for both you and I, the problem that we're going to have isn't probably the bench press. It probably will, like, the 40 is not going to be great. It's not.
I don't like running.
It's going to be that leap test.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we should narrow down what we're doing. Are we we're talking about the broad jump, or are we talking about the straight up? Like,
straight up. Well, the broad jump's not going to go great for us either.
No, either way, I'm rupturing something.
But I can tell you right now, when I do the straight up jump, I'm going to blow out my fucking knee.
The worst part of this, though, is that whoever loses obviously has to do all the drills and stuff.
Yeah.
But the rest of us are going to be, like, stupid drunk as well and just be like, oh, I could do better. We're all going to wind up doing the combine.
My hope, my dream scenario, and I know it's fucking like way out there. I want Jason to lose because I feel like we have enough connections with Northwestern that we could get him in their pro day.
We have been through this, and I don't think we do. I asked Jennifer, and she was no help.
See, you're doing this the wrong way. Because I know athletic training staff, and they would hear this and think it's fucking hilarious.
I mean, I was an athletic. At the very least, we could perhaps use my old high school's training grounds.
Oh, no. Well, yes, we could. I want there to be a pro day, and even if it's a college pro day, that'll fucking work.
We're gonna figure it out. I think we're gonna make it. But there has the most ridiculous, like there, low budget.
There has to be an audience. That's the only way this is even better.
Yes, there will be. It will be us.
Not just us.
I don't know what your fascination with like broadcasting this is, but like nobody cares other than us. No one cares.
That's why I want to do it during the actual pro day so they can have something to compare it to. Man, that didn't look that hard. Wait, there's that one kid that's struggling to go through the 40 under 60 seconds.
Matt has to start off by doing the bench press stoned. That's where we're at. That's his handicap for being in shape. All right, after Matt is the Cesar.
Cesar's at what? 8?
9.
9, okay.
He has a 4% chance at the playoffs.
Well, we should go ahead and call.
I am so sure that I do not know what that 4% is. I'm assuming it entails winning the rest of his games.
That 4% chance is us calling his co-manager from last year and getting him to take over the
team. Sure. Of note, and I think this is important, Jason has a 2.25% chance to make the playoffs and has my betting money on being the Eric of the season to actually fucking do it.
To run the table.
To do it. This man has a 34% chance of finishing in last place. However, Caesar has a 37% chance of finishing in last place. I'm just saying.
Are we ready for a Jason Cesar shit bowl?
I'm just annoyed because Carlos only has a 0.04% chance of finishing in last place. And a Jason Cesar shit bowl. No. I've never cared less about a last place game.
I want it to be Matt.
I want it to be Matt. I want the champion to be in the shit bowl.
I want Matt versus Chris.
First to worst.
I want Matt versus Chris. Not because I think Matt could win that, because I want the embarrassment of losing in the toilet bowl to the team that doesn't realize they're playing that week. I want that.
The psychological warfare alone.
Right. But that's the thing. There's only one person playing that.
Right.
There's only one person in the psychological warfare game. Because the other one doesn't know they're playing. Like, I'll text Chris, or I'll catch Chris Saturday at like 1 a.m. when I'm, or Sunday 1 a.m. when I'm going to bed. Hey, man, you said your lineup. I'm not playing this week.
Yeah. You are. Set your fucking lineup.
Do you do that now? Because my habit is I text him on like Wednesday or Thursday morning, then I text him again on Saturday, then I text him again Sunday morning.
I try to get him
at Saturday. Some point. I assume you speak to him.
I try to get him late Saturday, early Sunday morning before I go to bed. Hey, do me a favor. Stop what you're doing. Set your lineup. Yeah, I got it. You misheard. Do me a favor. Stop playing RoboCop. Set your lineup.
Put Spider-Man down.
And let's go. Okay. And then he does it. And then I wake up and go, God damn it, Chris. Why are you going to the bathroom? Set your lineup again because it's wrong. Yeah, okay. And then he does it.
Anyway, those are the playoff odds. Those are some hard truths for some teams to swallow, I think, right there.
Matt.
Joe stopped listening after we mentioned that his
he was 98 plus. I'm in. I'm done.
Yep.
Gone.
I mean, I'll be honest. I heard 95 and which just went, oh, all right. I don't care. Great. Except my problem is I'm 5-5, and so is like everybody else.
Yeah, no, the parity in the league after the top two spots.
Yeah, I think there's 3 5-5 teams, a couple 4-6 teams, and a couple 3-7 teams.
The top two and the bottom two are set, and everything else in between is just
the bottom two are in no way set.
I mean, they're set.
We got 2 3-7s, and we got 2 4-6s, and then 3 5-5s, and then there's just Dan. And then there's Joe and you.
I'm okay with it.
Like, here's the thing. If Dan loses another game, it's going to start to be a bad time for Dan.
Who does he play this week? I mean, I know we're jumping ahead, but...
No, this is a great segue. This week, Daniel is playing Joe.
Oh, it's going to be a bad time for Dan.
Dan is currently projected to win.
Yeah, that's because Joe...
just has a DB on bye.
Oh... no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that Dan is just straight up projected to win.
How is this possible?
Dan is starting Devin Singletary, who's clearly a league winner. In addition to Dan apparently beating Joe this week...
I mean, I didn't think
I'm not laughing because of that. But of note, that's the two team versus the three team. Like that better be a good goddamn game.
Yeah, it better be.
I was giggling because I looked at Jason's matchup.
God, I had more bench points last week than Cesar has in his starting lineup. Oh, have you seen his lineup, though?
Yeah, of course I've seen his lineup. I'm looking at it right now. So anyway, we're looking at his... Jason's 152 points to Caesar's projected 86. He's
missing his entire wide receiver lineup.
His entire team is on bye. He has to put Pat Mahomes back in.
And he has to pick between...
And he has to pray that Nico Collins plays. And then he probably has to make a trade or two.
Ooh, buddy.
Jason might have the easiest schedule on the way to the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Which further cements my he's this year's Eric.
Who does he play? He's got Cesar this week, me next week, Joe then, the week after, mm-hmm. followed by week 14 where he plays Eric. So it's me, Joe, Eric, and then whatever's left on Cesar's team.
The ghost of Baker Mayfield. I mean, it'll get interesting. In addition, you are playing Il Campione.
I mean, I don't think we can legally call him that anymore.
I don't think we can either.
This team is bad.
It's not good. On the list of teams that should not have traded away Stephon Diggs, I would put Matt's at the top.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then I am playing Krios.
Neat.
And Eric is playing Carlos.
Neat.
And that, in my opinion, is the game of the week. 2 5-5 teams with a current projection of...
Oh, my God, that's a Clyde.
That's a Clyde. That's a super Clyde.
And is it Clyde decided by 0.7 points?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a full matchup? Do they have to make any adjustments?
Assuming that Eric is going to start Brock Purdy?
Well, as a seasoned Trevor Lawrence starter, would you not?
I for sure would. Are you kidding me? Yeah, this is what they're starting. This is what they're coming out with.
I mean, how bad is it that he's going to be starting Derrick Henry and questioning whether that's a good call or not?
It's November.
And I stand by that statement.
We're into wintertime. You start Derrick Henry in the wintertime. Statistics would back me up on this fact. What I think is going to be interesting to watch in this matchup, and I apologize because we were not going to do breakdowns, but I have to. David Montgomery on Carlos's team versus the Chicago Bears. He's going to fucking go off.
He's starting.
Of course he's starting him. David Montgomery is going to go off. David Montgomery is going to get 300 yards and 9 touchdowns.
So we're just calling the AP game against the Chargers.
I may bench Jahmyr Gibbs because I just generally assume that Jahmyr Gibbs is only there to hand the ball to David Montgomery so that he can get another touchdown. Like, golly. Especially if Justin Fields doesn't play.
Are you telling me that David Montgomery might be a little bit better, that the Bears were like, get the fuck off our team?
Yes and no. He is better than the Bears had him being, but he's still David Montgomery. Any Bears fan will tell you that he'll do this until about December, and then he'll go like, I'm tired. And that is why I have Jahmyr Gibbs on my team.
I mean, he did just have the last 4 weeks off, didn't he?
He did. So maybe not. Maybe he'll, you know, be nice and well-rested.
My question is, are we going to have another 100 points from Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb this week?
If you'd asked me last week, I'd have said no, and I would have been incorrect. So, yes. All right.
I don't know that we've ever had anybody in our league be bigger fucking Cowboys fans than Carlos is right now. I can't wait for the season to be over so we can go look back at every running back he's had on his team. Because he had a third of the league's running backs on his team. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great breakdown. Yeah. What's
our
kicker? All right, I figure it's almost Thanksgiving.
It is, somehow. That snuck up.
We were just listening to this. One of our best kickers in the history of kickers was the Thanksgiving side debate.
Debatable, but yes. Yeah, the side draft. Yeah.
No. It is 20 minutes of pure gold. Pure gold. With like a 5-minute intermission, I would say, call it.
It may now be like just automatic like Thanksgiving listening for us. Just to be like, hey,
every year,
right, put on our Thanksgiving episode.
We're just going to skip straight to the draft that we do and everybody can weigh in. It'll be a talking piece at our Friendsgiving. And if you tell me it's not, I'll throw shit at you because that's what we're going
to
play.
We're going to sit everybody down, force them to listen to it the way that we force everyone else in this league to listen to our podcast.
For those of you that don't remember, go back and listen. It's comedic gold. I don't think we've ever done anything as funny as that shit, and it was unintentional. 2, Mike, it's time. We got to do the second draft.
The second draft.
The second Thanksgiving side draft.
Okay.
Now, rules.
Rules me.
Cannot repeat. Now, if you don't remember, if I may go in order.
You may.
Pick 1 was green bean casserole. I know it was on high up on your list. You got to take it off. Take it off. Done. We're not doing it. Pick 2, also known as pick 1, was mac and cheese.
Sure. That one actually hurts. That one hurts.
Pick 3 was mashed potatoes.
I stand by. I think I got 1-1 at 1-3.
You got 1-3 at
1-3. I got 1-1 at 1-3.
You were wrong then. You were wrong now.
Mashed potatoes is the number 1 overall pick.
Mashed potatoes is a good pick, but it's not 1-1. That's reserved for mac and cheese.
Well, I'll tell you what's not reserved for is green bean fucking casserole.
We're not doing this again. We're not doing this again.
Go back. Season 1. Listen to that episode.
We will argue offline about this shit.
It's fine.
And probably after we're done with this. But 100%. Still, don't forget pick 2 or round 2.
Round 2. Pick 1.
Carrot souffle. Take it off your board.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have 7 boards going right now. So I'm none of them.
It was nowhere near.
Not a single.
Not even close.
There's not a carrot on my board.
Oh my God. Now after carrot souffle, we had the sweet potato casserole. Not casserole,
yep,
souffle.
You did. Yep, sweet potato souffle. We had 2 souffles in a row, which is too many souffles.
Yeah, well, when one of them's carrot souffle, like somebody had to come in with some sense and sensibility.
Sure.
And then, oh shit, what was the last one?
The last one was me taking stuffing.
Oh yeah, stuffing. Stuffing's out too. Oh man. We're gonna go three rounds, you and me.
Tell you what, I am remarkably consistent because you just eliminated like a whole one bunch of the ones I wanted to do.
Oh, I know. We is going 1, 2, 3. I think we can do three.
We're doing three rounds?
I'm trying to think. Why not?
I mean, there's only two of us, so I guess, yeah, technically that would be the same amount as last time.
Yeah.
Six picks, three rounds.
I think so.
Okay. You have the better record.
That's fair.
Which means I go first.
You's a bitch.
And mashed potatoes and stuffing are out. Yes. And mac and cheese is out.
Yes.
And sweet potato souffle is out.
Yes.
Great, because I don't care about that last one.
You can suck it. Sweet potato souffle is the greatest thing ever made.
And clearly like not, because you drafted it in the second round.
It is like a dessert that okay, you fine. Get as a
really
side.
Really quick. Sweet potato souffle or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Okay, good. Same page.
How was that even wrong? How was that moving even a debate?
Why are we yelling about the word? Moving on.
I'm still yelling at Tom through you, damn it. It's been three fucking years and I still want to yell at his ass.
I'm told that there will still be a mullet. I don't know, y'all. We're working on it. Okay. 1-1 of the 2023 Thanksgiving side draft.
Yep.
And I do feel like I have to add the caveat that like all those things that we just said can't be drafted because
yeah,
obviously they should be. So this is after all those things are presumably off the board or for whatever reason not included. I'm going to go with rolls.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go with rolls.
You know how fucked up this draft is going to be?
Hmm.
Mine's going to be. Can I go ahead and rip off mine real quick?
I already know what yours is going to be because it was 1 and 2.
It's cornbread.
It's cornbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cornbread. It's rolls and cornbread.
This is
going to
be the worst draft ever. It's just you and I drafted the same fucking thing over and over again.
The bread round.
Here's the fun part. Now we get to argue who's right and who's wrong because you're definitely wrong.
Well, you're fucking wrong because rolls are a more accessible bread option for the Thanksgiving.
The only argument you have is that rolls are more non-Southern than cornbread. Cornbread is a Southern staple.
I agree with you and is delicious, but I'm going to tell you what. Rolls are superior.
Fuck you.
I'm correct.
You are absolutely. You better show some fucking work.
Rolls sop up gravy more than cornbread does. Cornbread does not absorb moisture for some fucking reason. Cornbread just sits there and then the gravy goes around the cornbread and the cornbread remains dry AF. The rolls, you pull them apart, they're steamy, they're delicious, you throw some butter in there, they're good on their own, just with the butter and the bread. And then you take it, you shove it into the gravy, you pick up a piece of turkey with it, and you shove that into your fat mouth, and you have a great fucking time.
Want to know why cornbread's better than rolls?
Sure.
Cornbread doesn't need any of that shit to be just as delicious.
Rolls don't need it. It's a feature.
Cornbread don't need that feature. It's just amazing without it.
Try to soak up some gravy with some cornbread. You can't. It's going to crumble. It's going to become just like nonsense. You're going to just have to like pick it up with a spoon in the gravy. And it's just like, I might as well eat corn at this point.
I mean, you were going to take my second round pick just like that? You're going to take all my shit away from me, you fucking asshole. All right. No. Go ahead. 2-1, you. Bitch.
All right. Round two. I know that I'm the only one. This is the most controversial pick here.
You sack of shit.
Nope. You're gonna be mad.
Okay.
Because of what it is. Because I'm taking something from you. But it's Brussels sprouts. With bacon.
With what?
Bacon.
That's the only way I'll do that.
Obviously. Brussels sprouts with bacon. Maybe some honey.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the one.
Give me some honey and bacon.
That's the way to do it. Not just like raw Brussels sprouts in a bowl. No, Brussels sprouts.
You bacon. Clearly have it to a Southern Thanksgiving. That's how that shit's served.
Y'all boil those things. Like, they're boiled. There's like,
as a matter of fact, you're lucky you got Brussels sprouts. It's usually fucking fried okra, and that shit is just awful.
Sure. But I'm going Brussels sprouts with some bacon, maybe some shallots or some onions. And okay. Some, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I need a point of clarification on the draft.
Okay.
Is it our favorite or the best?
I just generally kind of assumed that they were one and the same.
Not, no.
Because, okay, I think the question that you're asking, the question
we're about
that
to go
you're
down
asking
a trap.
is it something that you want or is it cranberry sauce?
No, it's not cranberry. Because you gonna be mad at this one.
Okay.
Now I have a very checkered past with this.
Interesting.
But if there ain't gravy at Thanksgiving.
No. Point of order. Gravy is not a side. You cannot have gravy on its own, and therefore it is not a side. You're not just gonna sit there and drink some gravy.
You act like you ain't done that.
No! What kind of psychopath just drinks gravy out of the boat? Are you insane? Have you done that?
No.
Okay, then. What are we talking about?
I remember, though. Like, my family growing up, gravy was fucking, like, gray. Like, have you ever seen gray gravy?
Yeah, I've seen it. I haven't partaken in it because it's gray.
That's what my family's gravy was every year. It wasn't fucking the right color. It wasn't the right, because one year it was like fucking gray water.
Right, so you're talking about like the drywall paste gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. My family loves me and makes real gravy with the actual turkey drippings and shit. I love gravy.
Don't act like mine didn't start as like fucking turkey drippings, because that was what it started out as. How it got to fucking gray paste is a whole different subject.
I love gravy. Gravy is the best. See my aforementioned rolls pick. But listen, it is not a side.
Oh, so that's the line. Gravy is the line.
I don't know. It's a condiment. Gravy is a condiment.
Fine. You go take fucking Brussels sprouts. I'm going to go the southern traditional version of that.
So you're going okra?
No, collard greens.
Okay. That's different. Not really. That's
pretty much the same thing.
You cook the same thing. It's vegetables with ham and water. It's just what it is.
Put a little bit of honey on that shit. Put a little lemon on there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Younger me could not handle that. Older me, all right, I see where you at.
I'm happy that we're doing three rounds, although it's unnecessary because I've won the first two rounds.
Debatable.
It's not debatable. I've clearly won the first two rounds. I will
dinner
put a
polls
poll.
Over cornbread
I
is fucking wrong.
A poll
you're fucking
on
wrong.
This episode. What did you just say?
Cornbread is dinner rolls over cornbread is wrong.
I don't think so.
We will fight.
I mean, I guess it depends on the kind of roll, but that's for a past conversation.
It's too late. You have already admitted defeat.
No.
If you have to specify the roll to make sure that you win that, you're wrong.
To be fair, you also have to specify the cornbread. There's multiple. We're talking about jalapeno cornbread. We're talking about cornbread made in bacon grease. Like, what are we talking about? Cast iron cornbread? Smoked
literally,
cornbread?
Yes to all of that. Means dinner roll. You can pick your variety.
Damn it, I made your case. Okay. Remind, what is out?
Stuffing, sweet potato souffle, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, collard greens, dinner rolls, and cornbread.
Man, this is a solid list.
I know.
It's a solid list of
it's fucking
foods.
Tough. Now we're down to the nitty gritty, man.
We're down to like this is roughly the point where carrot souffle should be considered.
On the other hand, green bean casserole still like 12 picks
and,
down.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but this happened last time where I tried to do this and you yelled at me a point of order. I was told then that pie is not a side.
No, there is an entire different draft for that. It's the dessert. It's
bullshit.
Fuck you.
Bullshit.
That's why I got my
fucking
sweet
gravy is a side dish. Pie is a goddamn side dish.
You called a point of order? I called a point of order. Point of order!
Okay. Okay, fine. All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Round three.
Hit me.
Pick one. Scalloped potatoes.
I can't even be mad.
You can't
How am
be
I gonna
mad.
Be mad?
They're fantastic.
They're amazing.
If you're not doing mashed potatoes,
doing
and
scallop.
I can't, then scalloped potatoes it is. Potatoes au gratin, my friend.
It's like the best of both worlds.
That's right. It is the best third round pick of all time. And I'm looking directly in Russell Wilson's face when I say that.
Just so he knows.
Be like,
you're here. Scalloped potatoes here.
Way up.
What you gonna do?
Way up. You too, Dak. I see you. Mm-hmm. Wait, was he fifth round pick or third round pick?
No idea where the fuck Dak got in. No. I just know Russell got in at three and fuck him.
Doesn't matter because scalloped potatoes better than both of them.
Yep. I can't even argue with that one. Like, what the fuck am I going to say? That I don't like scalloped potatoes? That's a bold-faced lie.
This is the point where you take cranberry sauce and
defeat. That's what I was going to do.
You're just like, oh, fuck, that was our pick. God damn it. Shit.
I don't have a good answer.
You could take, you know what?
I'm going to have to take cranberry sauce.
Go ahead and take carrot souffle. I'll let you have it.
Still overdrafted. We're still overdrafted.
Do you want me to give you options? Like, I can throw some options at you.
No.
We can start doing, like, Thanksgiving appetizers instead of sides, but that's, like, that seems like a different conversation to me.
That is a much different conversation, because anything's open for a side.
Also, like, what even, at Thanksgiving, like, what even is an appetizer?
I got one.
Okay. Is it cranberry sauce?
No. And it, I didn't realize it was a side for Thanksgiving until I came to yours, and I realized, why the fuck did I not have that when I was growing up? Like, the grilled zucchini?
We have grilled zucchini at my house?
Not grilled zucchini. You had baked zucchini. Baked zucchini.
I think
But y'all do it with the marinara on there.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the grill with the salt.
Yeah.
Give me a little, like, pepper salt. Mm-hmm. That shit.
That's a very specific side dish.
But still, I want it.
I mean, given that carrot souffle was a family feature.
That's true. Then fuck it. I'm going with the grilled zucchini with the marinara. Because fuck y'all, that shit was delicious.
I feel like it's at this point that I should note that in no way, shape, or form is my family any kind of Italian. probably as evidenced by the fact that it's just zucchini and marinara sauce. It doesn't seem super Italian.
No, it just seems like somebody went Italian. We can put marinara on it.
That screams like, well, it was supposed to be eggplant, but we got zucchini. It's the same thing, right?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to sub that out with.
I can feel how mad you are that I got scalloped potatoes and you didn't.
Yes!
I can feel it.
Oh, I think overall it's fairly even. Because mac and cheese is that much higher than fucking mashed potatoes.
True. The reason, I will look at my own picks and I will still take rolls and whatever the hell I took in the second round. I already
Brussels
forgot. Brussels sprouts, yes. I will still take rolls and Brussels sprouts over scalloped potatoes.
Are you kidding me?
No. Because.
Potato hating motherfucker.
For a single reason. I am Irish. How dare you? It's for a single solitary reason.
And that reason is?
Scalloped potatoes.
Okay.
Or potatoes au gratin.
Okay.
Take your pick. Regional name. I don't know.
No, one's with cheese. The other one's not.
Or, if you're in my family, it's interchangeable, and you just don't know what you're getting. Oh, we're having scalloped potatoes. Those are potatoes au gratin. Oh, we're having potatoes au gratin. Those are scalloped potatoes. Doesn't matter.
Cheese is the reason the au gratin exists.
Yeah, there's cheese in all of them, as far as my family is concerned. Welcome to the Midwest. But scalloped
milk, potatoes
and
cheese.
They get cold.
Oh, I
faster it. Than anything else on the table.
There's a much better answer to this, and it's not it doesn't have anything to do with flavor or taste or anything like that, or like any, you know how much fucking work goes into making that shit?
Oh yes, I do.
It's a pain in the ass.
It 100% is.
It sucks so much.
I would still rather do that. Like, here's the that would actually put it above rolls for me, because I don't want to bake rolls.
Rolls are stupid easy.
Well, I make them from scratch.
Oh, well, I mean, it's still.
I'm not buying them frozen and putting them in the
oven.
Me and
you
oven.
Had different Thanksgivings growing up, boss.
My family loved me. I will continue to go back to that.
My ass got fucking Hawaiian rolls growing up, and that was about all you got for rolls, baby.
I mean, you know, you could, like, go to Texas Roadhouse and just, like, steal them.
yeah, nope. Or you get Hawaiian rolls, you put that shit in the oven for 30 seconds and call it a
still
day.
Still good. Still good. Some like brushed butter on there. Yeah, it's yeah, still good. I'll still eat those. I'll fuck with Hawaiian
rolls. Don't get me wrong. I ain't mad at it.
That's fine.
It's just like, you know, that's what we had. That was rolls.
Sure. Sure. I had like from scratch rolls. So like I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
If my other option is scalloped potatoes or potatoes au gratin, like pick your thing, your sliced potato side dish. Like I'm doing either of those over rolls. But again, they are either boiling lava hot or rock fucking cold.
Yeah.
Like that's it. That's it. Yeah. You put them on your plate and it's like, no. I don't want to say grace. I have the potatoes on my plate and I'm watching them become ice.
So like, and we've done this a number of times. The first, like the most awkward thing I've ever done at Thanksgiving was at your Thanksgiving for two reasons. One, yes, but two, the saying grace part, I wasn't prepared for the first time I went over to your place.
My family doesn't do that shit.
Yeah, they did. They sure as shit did.
My uncle is an atheist.
They sure as shit did that the first year because I was halfway through the first three bites where they went, let's all take a minute. I was like, huh?
I don't remember that. Literally everybody.
Oh, I remember because I was like face, like fistful of food in my face when they said that shit. I was like, oh, shit.
I probably was too. We're doing what?
It wasn't a very long one.
Give thanks to who?
It wasn't a very long one, but it was also one of those like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Meanwhile, and like your family doesn't do this. Mine did. When my grandma was still alive, like they'd say Thanksgiving dinner was at like 1. Motherfucker, if we ate before 3,
I mean, I feel like that's most.
That's a fucking that's, miracle.
Like we know how that works. We smoke meats. It's just like yeah. No, come over at 11. It'll be
no,
really,
no, no,
it'll
no,
be delicious.
No. You misunderstood.
Did I say I meant 11 p.m.
You misunderstood. I didn't say food was ready at 3. Food was ready at 1. We didn't eat till fucking 3. And then there was a 30-minute grace period where somebody had to come up and lead a fucking sermon before we could eat. And, of course, the person that did the sermon every year talked like this.
Naturally.
And had to get through every word. I can't tell you, Jesus, how much I loved it. Had to go through the entire fucking, what do you call it? The fucking
Bible.
No, the phone book and thank every person in the fucking city for something they did. Meanwhile, you got 40 fucking kids just running around circles because they don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm saying that Southern Thanksgivings are different, man. Are you looking up other sides? You're looking up other sides.
Hang on.
You son of a bitch. What did we miss?
The question that I have for you.
Yeah.
If we were to do a round 4, would carrot souffle be in it?
No.
I'm going to tell you what. I think carrots would be in it.
Carrots or carrot souffle?
Carrots. Roasted carrots.
There it is.
Roasted carrots. Honey glazed carrots. Literally any other kind of carrot that isn't a souffle.
There it is.
Boom. Right there in round 4. But really, it's like round 6. Now, here's a question. So.
Ooh, twice roasted carrots with honey and almonds.
Well, now I'm just going to throw twice baked potato at your face.
Fuck off.
What?
Now.
What?
Now.
Have you had a twice baked potato?
Does it come with 4 cheeses?
It could. Would you like it to come with 4 cheeses? Usually it's like 2 cheeses and bacon.
Yeah, I was thinking about bacon bits. what was it? What was the thing from Psych?
Quattro quesos dos fritos. That's what you can bring to Thanksgiving this year. Quattro quesos dos fritos.
Doesn't travel well. Just down. Doesn't travel well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So we've gone through like the old episode rounds and these rounds.
Okay.
So I already asked you about carrot souffle.
Yeah.
Is green bean casserole?
That ain't even on the fucking like. We got to get to the round 20 before we start bringing either one of the motherfuckers. We'll be inventing shit. And then we'll be like, I'll go through every soup known to man. That I could bring up to, like, give me some butternut squash soup. Yeah, let's go. I'll take that.
Now I just want to keep talking about like Thanksgiving food, but
we should probably stop.
We'll do that next week.
What's going to end up happening is we're going to end this and start cooking fucking Thanksgiving meal.
We should probably get started on that. But next week we'll probably just revisit the dessert episode and see what our takes were there, because I know we did that. I don't know if we did that with Tom or not, but
yeah, we did. Tom was involved.
Good. Good. We haven't listened to it yet.
You know what I'm saying? It's 3 years later. I still want to argue with his ass. I still want to call him up and go, "Green bean, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Green bean, pinto bean.
Doesn't matter. Wrong!"
One of the better episodes. We're already doing clip shows, and it's only season 3. This is not a good sign.
A great fucking clip.
If you want a good time, go back and listen to season 1, the Thanksgiving side dish episode.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic.
If you miss Tom, it'll help you out there. Tom's on that episode.
It is the most quotable episode I could think of.
Of note, we're going into week 11.
That's right.
We
2 weeks left of the trade deadline.
Exactly what I was going for. Week 12 is the trade deadline, and what that means is all trades must be accepted before the last game of week 12 ends. So, the trade deadline is Monday night of week 12.
Nope.
That's it. No trades after that. So, if you are in the bottom 4 teams of the league, you should start spamming trades.
If I can, that is Cesar, Jason, Matt, and Chris.
If you are, for example, Matt, you might want to try trading for example, Stephon Diggs. He would really help your team.
That would be a big boon to his team.
In its time of need.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should try trading Bijan Robinson and then maybe like another better player who can help a team.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to be enough to get Stephon.
You could probably offer Saquon Barkley and Bijan Robinson, and he can because he has both those players. And if I'm Dan, I still say no.
I would too.
Be like, nah.
I'm good. Fuck that. Saquon being the only offensive player on that team that, you know, shouldn't be cut.
Ooh, next week, should we do, here's some trades that your team should make. We'll just make trades for everybody in the league and see if any of them come to fruition.
Just as long as in week 13, our kicker is, who had the worst trade?
Obviously.
And we just run through every trade made. I'm still not wrong. Mac and cheese over mashed potatoes.
I don't think so, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on my way. I'm going to be in my car on the way home arguing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull up that episode, listen to it again, and argue with you again.
Baked mac and cheese or stovetop mac and cheese?
Oh.
Doesn't matter. You're wrong. Mashed potatoes.
What? No. It doesn't matter which one you do. That's still 1-1. It could be 1-1 and 1-2.
Put them in a stew. Mashed potatoes.
1-1, 1-2. Stovetop baked. Same thing.
No.
They go win.
No. I'll give you that baked mac and cheese has like a possibility of at least keeping pace with mashed potatoes.
Are you out of your mind?
Put mashed potatoes over stovetop mac and cheese every single day of the week.
What are you smoking?
Mashed potatoes, apparently.
I mean, it's very clear baked wins all day, let's be honest.
Against stovetop mac and cheese specifically, yes.
But both of them are better than mashed potatoes.
No!
Yes!
That is wildly incorrect.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? You bring me a stovetop mac and cheese that is better than mashed potatoes. I'll wait.
Let's just make That just ends with me making stove. That's what this is. This is a ploy to get me to make stovetop mac and cheese for your ass.
Fuck you, Dan!
I hope Matt loses.